And on this Monday morning, a lot that happened last week that needs a review. A lot happening today, both at the White House and elsewhere, as we see the big three automakers going to the White House to discuss the superconductor shortages that have led to so many production shutdowns. We've also got CEOs having a Zoom conference, 100 of them, to talk about voting rights and what that could mean for Michigan. We turn to Mike Lee, the managing editor at Crain's Detroit Business, as we do every Monday morning here on the Paul W. Smith Show. Mike, quite a week last week for venture capital.
Some exciting stuff happening here in Southeast Michigan. Absolutely, we've got two very fast growing companies here in Southeast Michigan that drew investments. Essentially, the two biggest venture capital investments in Southeast Michigan history last week. The two companies are StockX, which is the auction website for sneakers and many other things now. And OneStream Software, which fewer people probably heard of, but is a company in Rochester that makes business software, financial software, kind of boring, but it unites many functions that companies use several different systems to keep track of, and it's growing quite rapidly. Both of them had money poured into them from out-of-state investment companies, some of the big players like KKR. Their valuation, they had almost $500 million invested in them last week, and their valuations are, I think it's $3.8 billion for StockX and $6 billion for OneStream. What this means is they're companies that are, these investors are betting these companies are going to go public and wind up on the stock market, and they'll be able to cash out. We've been through over the past year, we saw both of the large mortgage companies, actually all three of them,
right,
around here go public and make a lot of money for a lot of people. So it's really kind of good news.
Well, it is terrific news. The other thing that we're watching, which is going to be interesting, and I know it wasn't on our list of things to talk about today, Mike, but I wanted to get your reaction to it, and this idea that the big three automakers and a number of other suppliers are going to be traveling to the White House to talk about the semiconductor shortage. Do we know from your colleagues at the Automotive News what we can expect to come of that? Oh, Mike, I think we lost you. All right, we got it tied back together. I thought I heard the telltale ker thump of a signal being lost. Mike, we've got you back. While you were gone, I was asking, in terms of this meeting at the White House today, very high-level meeting, the big three CEOs will be there. What can we reasonably expect from them on how to address the semiconductor shortage? It will take years to build up domestic capacity.
It's really a tremendously difficult problem, and what the White House can do at it. I suppose the government could throw cash at the problem, but adding capacity to make chips is a very expensive, very long process. This is not something you can throw up a factory in a week, so it's just tremendously difficult to see what the path forward is here.
Well, I know the automakers are saying, look, just expanding production of semiconductors is not enough. You have to expand production of semiconductors that directly benefit the automotive industry. We don't need chips for consumer products.
We don't need more video game cards, yeah.
Exactly. Right, right. We need the very specialized kind of chip that will service this very critical manufacturing sector. We also saw yesterday this Zoom call that I'm sure you guys are following, the 100 CEOs. Getting on to talk about how activist they might be in pushing back against these so-called voting reform laws in different states. What do you think will come of that? I did not hear that GM, Ford, or Stellantis were involved in that call, but at some point they will be asked to get active. What do you think will come of this? Because there's some peril there in terms of consumer backlash and political backlash.
This is one of the biggest changes in business in the past 10 years, probably, is the willingness of companies, and they almost feel an obligation to get involved in political issues in this way. I have to believe that the automakers will wind up taking a stand simply because they've been pulled into political issues before in recent years. What can corporations do? They control a lot of money. They control, can they ultimately, tell lawmakers what to do? I don't know that their power is that great. And this is an issue that's obviously got some traction in many legislatures around the country.
Right, but it thrusts them to make a choice that seems that it's no win, all lose. You're going to anger somebody in the consumer base when you do it, or you're going to disappoint somebody politically when you do it if you choose not to. So it really puts everybody into a very interesting box. I know Jay Green has been doing such a fabulous job following up on what's been happening at area hospitals. Did we get any reaction from those within the health industry, specifically the hospital industry, that's been begging for help from the governor, that she only made recommendations, no real orders or edicts?
I think they're disappointed, but I think they're hoping people will at least listen to what the governor was suggesting. The hospitals are getting, they're getting full again. The hospitalizations have essentially almost reached the same peak we saw in December and the same peak we saw last March. That trend line is not slowing down. It's not leveling off. So they're probably going to pass that peak pretty soon. And you saw a number of folks, sort of issuing a plea last week to turn this around. Michigan's suffering kind of uniquely right now. The situation at the hospitals is interesting, though. It's different. So there's the same number of people as the other peaks, but those people are younger because most older folks are vaccinated, and there are fewer people in ICUs, which I thought was interesting. There's still fairly decent ICU capacity remaining, even though so many people are taking up hospital beds.
Yeah, the real impact seems to be to those of us that would need to go into the emergency room for run-of-the-mill common emergencies, to go in for stitches, kidney stones, violent reactions to other things. You're seeing 5 to 7 hour waits in some emergency rooms, and for those of us that are used to walking in and getting immediately treated, that's going to be a new normal it's going to take some getting used to, and one of the reasons why hospital officials are so concerned. Before I let you go here, interesting piece that you guys had on changes in our food economy, both in terms of the urban farms, in terms of restaurants adopting practices that will probably be permanent. Really interesting, kind of a holistic look at the food industry.
Fascinating stuff. The whole business changed. We remember the shortages from last spring. Obviously, the restaurant closures were a very visible change that happened, and how they responded to stay in business. We thought it was interesting that among the restaurants, there seems to be a split. Some found some new business. There's a brew pub, Axel Brewing, that started a beer delivery business, and they've gone to the trouble of getting delivery trucks and all the rest, and you can get beer home delivered, and that's a business they expect to continue. We talked to some others, like Chef Anthony Lombardo at She-Wolf. They created a meal kit, prepared ingredients that you can cook into a meal at home, that was quite successful, and he wants to see the hind end of it as quickly as possible, and is planning to have a bonfire once they no longer need to create those meal kits out of all the boxes. So,
well, let's hope that they get EPA approval for that before they do.
There you go. There you go.
Mike Lee, Managing Editor of Crain's Detroit Business. It wouldn't be Monday without you. We appreciate you getting off our week to a very informed start.
Thanks, Guy.
And by all means, pick up this week's issue. Lots of great stuff in there and exciting stuff about new industries here in the Detroit region.